traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Danny, are you the manager?
Danny, take the chicken out of
Howie Mandel right now.
Take the chicken from Howie Mandel.
George, grab it and hand it to me.
Look at how mad.
I can't
tell. Oh, but look, they bring the woman in to choke my chicken.
Didn't he say 4 o'clock? Didn't he say 4 o'clock? How come nobody's answering me? How come? Am I early? Didn't Logan say 4 at 4? He said at 4. It's 10 after 4.
Did you want to do the podcast?
I thought.
What is that? Who's on it? Why is he on our set?
I was told 4.
Oh, what time is it?
4:15.
I think it's. Do you clean the set? Or?
No, he's the guest.
I can't hear you now because I'm wearing headsets. And you're not.
He's the gay here.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm George.
We f***ed up.
I'm the guy who talks about Jesus that everybody wants.
First of all, this is so weird for me.
It's your studio.
Right. This is like a dyslexic. And this is my, usually I'd be, are you on my podcast or are you on, am I on yours?
No, I'm on drugs.
Ooh.
Just kidding, guys.
No, I heard, like, your last, I'm a fan.
Oh,
and
you.
I watched this. And I watched the last podcast that you... Oh, you just turned the mic on now. The mic wasn't even on
Are we rolling?
So
wait, doesn't matter. This should not roll. We shouldn't roll on this. No, I'm telling you. Everybody rolls on their podcast. If you don't record this, I mean, it'll be special.
I love where your head's at.
Yeah.
It would be
it's
only,
on my neck.
It, as most people would say this.
Not all people.
Not all
but
of them.
Most.
No, but what I was saying was... I forgot what I was saying, but go ahead.
It's okay. Guys, welcome. Caleb, man the camera. Point at me.
Nobody's on the... You got to tell the camera person
nah,
to man
he
it?
Took a little...
He's good,
he's
normally.
He's great.
Welcome Kayla? Back to Impulsive.
Kayla?
Caleb?
Nope, it's Kayla from this point
Kayla.
Forward.
Kayla. Like vegans.
Sure,
we'll go with that. Kayla.
What is? Since when are you a comedian?
I said
since
you should do
when?
That.
Aren't you a comedian?
Mm-hmm. I'd try to be. I don't know.
Did you try?
I'm still trying.
Do you do stand-up?
I do.
So what is going wrong? Like you say you're trying to be. No, I don't mean that as a negative. I'm just saying like why you're either a comedian or you're not. But you're saying you're trying to be comedian.
He has a very good point. I said this in the book. I've said it a million fucking times. Be whatever it is that you're trying to be. Don't tell people you're trying to be anything. Even
Joe. You see always references the book? Welcome back to Impulsive.
It's the book.
The number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening.
But if we all talk at the same time, this will be over in half the time.
We're not even recording, Howie.
I don't want to be recorded.
By the way, Howie, wait 1 second.
Can I tell you why I'm a big fan of yours?
Because you like his brother Jake.
Can I do an intro for you?
Well, you're going to introduce me?
Yeah.
All right.
Our guest today is a comedy icon and
comedy
owner. Owner of this very studio. He was the host of the groundbreaking game show Deal or No Deal on NBC and currently sits on the judging panel of America's Got Talent.
Right.
If you see him.
What about Bobby?
Don't touch him.
Can you mention Bobby's World?
He's living in Bobby's World.
No, I'm not living it. You don't know Bobby's World, do you?
I don't know who Bobby is.
Okay, that big
Bobby
thing.
Is?
You see that? Look, turn around.
That fucking thing is Bobby.
Bobby.
You remember all these pictures? It was the number one selling Happy Meal before you were born, Logan. Look up there. Look up there. It was the number one selling Bobby.
Howie, I wasn't born.
Bobby with a belly button. Look at his belly button.
I was conjured.
Okay, So Bobby was a, I talk about this in my act, but when I was 11 years old, I was choking on a piece of cake at a birthday party, and I couldn't breathe, and my throat, help me! That's the sound that was coming out because my throat was half laughing, help me!
Yeah.
And everybody was laughing, and I was dying. It's not funny. It's
they were dying of laughter while you were dying.
George. No, it's not funny. George,
I'm so sorry. I'll
I was dying. I'm telling you about a childhood trauma, and what the fuck are you laughing at?
Listen to your voice, bro. It was a Happy Meal. How am I not supposed to be happy after
that? No, the Happy Meal was the hamburger and the Coke. That there was a toy. Anyway, the thing was, and then I realized that this is, I can do it now without the cake. I do it without cake.
Oh.
And then I came out to Hollywood, and I started, I was a Muppet baby.
So your near-death experience quite literally turned you into a Muppet.
Which?
Which one? I was Animal, yeah, Skeeter, and Bunsen Honeydew.
Those are Bunsen Honeydew?
If you don't listen to me, I'll make my sister disappear. You know, the thing is that...
Oh,
that,
my God. Those are three, literally three of the best Muppets. Wow. Are arguably three of the... He's Animal, 40. Animal.
Oh, bye-bye. That was Animal. But then, but, so, and Gremlins, I mean, Gizmo.
What? Whoa!
Oh, great. You're in my studio.
All over your studio.
No spit takes in my studio. Fuck!
Dude,
we're falling
it's
apart.
Hard enough to be, you know, I'm a germaphobe. You just spit shit all over my.
I know. Oh, and I feel God. So
bad. Are you backing
bad.
Away from me like I'm about to spit on you?
No, I'm just uncomfortable because I was sitting with Dan Bilzerian one set. No, he was wearing this real short. He looked like a Hooters manager. I want to talk to the manager. These fucking chicken wings. And then he comes over wearing the same shorts. Am I going to get shot for this?
No. He has a lot of guns. Can I get a napkin? I'm sorry for spitting.
Sanitary one?
I know. Yeah. So okay.
Okay. Yeah. That I'm. You didn't know I was Gizmo?
I didn't know that.
What is great about you is you have a podcast, but yet you do no research
that's
on
why
who's
I'm here.
Here.
Nothing. That's why I'm here.
No, I'm like, so my name is Howie.
So Mandel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were on.
He thought it was Nelson Mandela.
Show?
I did a show in the 80s. I was on a series.
One, right?
Well, no, I've done a couple. I did all before you were born.
I could have sworn we were having Nelson Mandela on the podcast.
I am. And I got to tell, why can't we all live together? That's my message today.
How is your head so perfect?
Yeah, it's such a good shape.
How is your head so perfect?
It's such a good
shape. Oh, shit, I just realized my fly's open.
You. Somebody said something about great. Somebody said something about great head, and he realized that his fly was open.
Yeah, I found my first.
Thanks for explaining his joke to all of us that laughed.
Can I tell you on a serious note what I love about you, Logan?
Sure.
Okay, so even if you said no, I was going to tell you. I watched the fight and everything, and more than the fight, and more than it's what you said after the fight. And that's the philosophy that I think everybody should dream and aspire to do. And you just said, I achieved things that I never dreamed possible. I do shit that, you know, this is like a dream come true. And you kind of, you know, inspired every kid out there. And I kind of, it's not the same thing. I didn't fight anybody. But the fact that I'm out here and I have a studio where strangers come in and spit on the floor, I never dreamed that would happen. The fact that I can make funny voices in movies, I didn't think that was happening. I'm a little loopy. I'll be honest with you. This is not going to be my best appearance. I don't know if you notice, I'm wearing, I just got from the hospital. I just came here directly from the hospital. I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, which is this end and that end. I hope they did the... Do they use a different...
Is that why you're bouncing around in your
seat? You know, I've had so much on my ass today. No, but I had an IV in, and I was sedated, like, up until this podcast.
So you're not telling me you're loopy, like, that's not a character trait. You're telling me, like, currently...
No, that's a propofol trait.
Oh.
Propofol.
As we talked about
that's,
in the green
Michael
room.
Jackson's lullaby.
Oh,
propofol. Do you remember that?
Do you have any more?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have.
Do they do both sides? Did you get DP'd at the hospital today?
So what it is, the thing is that you got to watch for. If you're going to have a colonoscopy, for those young people listening, they stick a tube with a camera up your ass. Well, yeah.
I'm 36, Howie. I know exactly.
It's not old.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
Pardon me? Well, we...
No, he vlogged it. The footage is going on.
I do have it on video.
You know what?
I do. You want to know something? I woke up screaming. I woke up yelling, because I yell. But I woke up yelling, and the guy that was in the recovery room next to me recognized my voice. And he was waking up, and I just hear him going, hey, man, is that Howie, man? And I go, yeah, it's me. He goes...
if I want to be on America's Got Talent, do I send in a video? He was in the next bed.
It has to be an annoying question, though. I'm
Well, when you're on propofol. No, but I'll tell you. I'll tell you another thing. Last time I had a colonoscopy, I get them a lot because I just love photography. The nurse was like stunning. This was years and years ago, and I was on another show. And I wake up, and the most stunning fucking nurse is standing there ahead of me. And she says, "I gotta talk to you before the doctor comes in." And I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I know you do Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
Can I be a model?" And she sticks her 8x10 under my back. I just had a fucking tube and a camera up there, and she's got her 8x10. And then the doctor comes in, and he's taking off the IV, and I roll over, and there's the nurse's 8x10 under me.
Did you hire her?
No. I don't want to say, a number 14, open your... Remember me with my ass?
Yeah.
No, so you said no deal.
No deal. You are a comedian. Look at George.
Yeah.
Look at you, George.
I remembered all of your characters from the 80s, and yet you can't even remember my name.
Yeah, the fact that you remember every fucking character I did in the 80s, where that's 40 years ago. You don't know anything I'm doing today?
Yeah, TikTok. I do, because my roommate was Olga, who worked at the Deal or No Deal.
Olga. Oh, yeah, our friend was a
Deal
girl.
Or No Deal model. Olga, who I just saw last night. Yeah, she speaks so highly of you.
You didn't know my name. You're lying.
No, but she didn't use your name when she was telling me the story.
Oh.
You and I, Howie, we have a lot in common. Because I too just came from the hospital.
I kept this on because I follow you and I watched it, and you had a cast. A
little bit of a thing.
And I thought, this will be great. The guest and the host, but you took yours off. I still have mine on.
Do you want to see what I did in the recovery room after the surgery?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a real picture.
Okay.
Look at this.
Okay. So you didn't use propofol.
Didn't
you
have to.
Alcohol.
I used the resources around me and weed. Because I'm fucking crazy, Ali.
No, weed's not crazy. Weed's a good
thing. Smoke?
I do.
Really? You open and vocal about it?
No, I won't tell anybody about it. The thing is, that when you're so on much. A show like
this guy's
me,
great.
He's so funny.
He's a professional.
If you would just laugh rather than just saying he's so funny, it's so much easier. Can you imagine being in a room
doing a
concert with 8,000 people?
He's great. He's
in
great.
Unison
he's great.
Going,
he's great. He's great.
Oh, that's
great.
Funny, Howie.
He's funny.
Oh, you're killing me. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm rolling in the aisle.
As I wasn't a villain from the 70s.
What?
A villain from the 70s.
Stop it. I'm rolling in the aisle.
Yeah. You can do voices too.
So I could do some voices.
That's a good one.
I'm the hormone monster.
Really?
Yeah, no. Never mind.
You don't take that shit, right? You don't juice or anything like that.
No juice.
Yeah.
I do smoke.
No, what I was saying was, am I the first Jew you've had on the show?
I thought you said you drink juice.
No, I just
no,
said
no Jews.
Do you no Jews?
Jews.
Are you okay with Jews? I'm a Jew.
Yeah. So
did I throw you?
No, because I was going to make a joke, but I'm not sure what jokes I'm allowed to make anymore.
Tread lightly,
yeah, you
friend.
Know what? Yeah. This is your fucking podcast. You can cut out anything
I
you
just
said.
Don't think
it's
you
my
want
podcast.
To upset you.
It's not my world.
Yeah.
Wow. Logan Paul for president.
That's the new merch. My podcast, not my world.
Not my world.
That's your new...
You're really a businessman, huh?
He's Jewish.
How did you... canceled.
George
fucking canceled. But here's the thing.
He's uncancelable because he believes in Jesus.
You don't.
No.
So.
What? No, I believe he was there. You don't think I've hired a carpenter from time to time?
Oh, no.
I have shelving in my house.
Are you not religious?
No. No.
Atheist or just agnostic or just not religious?
Spiritual? Just not religious. I haven't even thought about it. You know what's weird? Because this is the second podcast you're doing today. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to. But I saw that you guys did like an hour and a half on your last podcast.
Sure.
And then you broke up and changed. There's a whole. You're like Cher. You're like the Cher of podcasting. You guys did costume changes between each podcast.
Howie, I'm actually going to need you to not say that. And we'll cut all of it because I need our audience to think this was shot on two separate days.
Do you really think that a Logan Paul viewer is going, fuck, you got to see this next podcast?
What's that supposed to mean, Howie?
It was shot on a totally different day than the last one.
I do think
I mean,
that.
It's shit, but this podcast is not shot the same day as the last one I saw.
I do believe that.
I think it's more impressive. Same day, new shirt. That's more impressive.
It actually is. Isn't it?
But I love how you changed everybody.
I love the impression of a different vibe. We are different people when we're in the room with you than we are with Dan B. And so my wardrobe reflects that.
You feel like you're different now?
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah. You're having more fun.
Yeah.
You didn't have a lot of fun with
it? I did have a lot of fun. I was more inquisitive and fascinated.
Different kind of fun.
I'm having fun.
Ask me who I fucked. No? Why is it different?
I was hoping you were going to answer with a suitcase number, and that was it.
It's like number 12.
36, number 12, number 8, number 2.
My wife.
Yeah, true. Yes.
We just met her. You met my wife, yes. Yeah. We've been married for 42 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have. That's my son helping you with technology right in the back. That's my son, Alex. But
he has a good set of hair on him.
He does, and so does his mother. That his hair looks exactly like his mother's pussy in the 70s.
You know, making eye contact with him right after you said that really hurt me a little
bit. No, it's not. She's not like that anymore. She's groomed and she is shaved, but if you want to see... Is that wrong?
She had the bush. The classic bush.
It's not a bush. What I'm saying about it is, if you look at my son, his hair is parted on the side, and that's how she always was.
Howie, I love it. And I hear and feel what you're saying on a very deep level about the pussy.
Does your mother have a hairy pussy?
I wouldn't know. But
yes, you would.
Let me ask.
That's probably the first pussy you saw.
You had her naked in airplane.
You weren't born with her eyes open when you come. Did it look like you came through the jungle?
I'll say this one more time. I wasn't born. I was conjured.
Well, as you conjured yourself out of your mother's pussy, did you come through a forest?
I did. I'm Middle Eastern.
No shit. Look at you.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. It's Blue Chew today. Say it with us. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredients and strength for your prescription. So if you can benefit from the extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special
It says deal, and I'll say it. We got a special deal for you guys. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan to receive your first month free. Thank you and Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
Reading is hard.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you get kicked off a Deal or No Deal, or did you graduate, or were they like, oh, yo, Howie's a fucking lunatic?
No, there's a lot of editing. Everything you ever see me on, there is so much fucking editing.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And I would imagine there's going to be a lot here.
No, 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 not. There's not. No,
not one cut.
No, you know what's really funny? Because I heard you guys, you did... I was here a day ago when you did the other podcast, and you were asking questions. You had a really good guest on. You had and then George, after that, it was like during the changing session when you change clothes a day before you're going to do the next one, and I heard you asking questions. I won't say what it was, and you went, "Don't ask those questions. Mm. Why didn't you ask them on the podcast?" But that doesn't happen with me. There's nothing. You were mad. You were mad at him.
You know why? Because he said. He said, "Hey, you went up to Dan Bilzerian."
Well, no, we don't have to bring
it up. Oh, go ahead.
No, bring it up. We're bringing it up. We are bringing
okay,
it up.
Let me give you my version because you were across the room.
Shut
you
the even... fuck up for a minute. Okay.
Because it's your house, I will. Go ahead.
All right.
This is like a genuine question, though, because, you know, you're older than me. You got experience and wisdom, and you mentioned that your wife, you know, had some foliage down there.
Foliage. It's not a garden. If it was foliage, then this is like, when does this air?
Next week.
So during fall. Yeah, so if she had foliage, it would all be changing colors and dropping to the ground. Somebody would have to come over and rake it.
Which isn't unlikely.
Your brain is so amazing.
Did you notice a shift in her character? Because this whole like shave everywhere phenomena that's happening with... Mm-hmm. Young women, especially in millennials.
Look at my head.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very reflective. I can see myself. I look good.
No, I think that I'm answering your question.
She's lighter.
Because you don't know me that well, but I am a fucking pussy. So the fact that I shaved my head is kind of in line with what you're asking.
I see. There was a shift where like the clean.
Let me ask my son. My son, Alex, from the other side. Am I saying anything that is going to get me canceled or am I in trouble?
He gave you one of these.
The arms up.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No, he does give a fuck. He goes, "It's over. It's finished."
I don't think so.
Is that a good
I think you're good. Worst comes to worst, you just do your own like YouTube version of Deal or No Deal.
No, I'm doing other shit. Now I'm doing America's Got Talent. Have you ever seen that show?
I have. I kind of think I could be on it. I have a very cool talent.
What is the talent?
I'll show you right now.
Okay.
If it's good, do you promise that I could be on the show? You're probably not in control of some things.
I'm
like
not
that,
in control of those things, but I promise if it is good, I will put a word in.
Okay.
It usually takes 4 words to get somebody in, but I will put a word in. No, go ahead. Do you really want to be on?
Watch my thumb. See that? Double jointed.
Mm. How do you, is that?
Yeah, look at it.
I am.
See how far it bends back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. You upset our guest. You made him upset.
I thought it was cool.
I didn't know it was over.
Okay,
I didn't know. I thought that was an opening to something. I didn't know. How do you know? Like I thought that I'm an open with the double jointed thumb, and then something.
Like he was gonna take the thumb off.
Here it is, great. It just needs more.
Okay.
Do you consider that a talent?
Absolutely. What?
So that's you know. Have you ever before you made money, before you became who you are, did you ever hitchhike? Like around the corner?
Holy shit, I hitchhiked from Vancouver to Tijuana in 3 days.
Really?
Yep.
And how do they know where you're going if you're holding that thumb up? Does that mean I just want to go around the corner?
This like, sounds like the dumbest fucking question ever, but look, when I give a thumbs up sometimes, mm-hmm. I'm the weird guy. Because look, what kind of fucking thumb bends like that? And if you really want to fuck with people, you do this when you give a thumbs up.
What does that do?
It's just like a way to, like, thumbs. I'll do this in photos with fans sometimes, like this. Or when I give a peace sign, I'll hold my fingers way too close together.
It's like an infant baby boy when you do that. Give you a little baby cock.
Yo, Howie, you're a freak.
It's a baby cock.
Yeah, you're a freak.
Thumbs
man.
Up to you. No, you can't say baby cock.
You can say whatever you want.
No? Are you saying don't say baby cock? No, cut baby cock out.
You can say it. You just can't attach any other words to it.
Well, dude, you'll bleep.
The whole podcast. It's just going to be a ringing bleep. Noise.
It'll be like a test. Like, this is only a test. I used to wonder, like, what the test was. Do you remember? Do you ever watch TV and they go, this is only a test? And then for 10 minutes, how did you even order that?
You want it?
But I didn't see you say anything. How does that even?
How did you order that? Because that's my assistant that just brought you a drink.
A protein
and,
shake.
Did you hear? And
Jess is
my,
here.
How do you do that?
That's my relationship with Jesus, I guess.
Ooh. All right. Ooh. I love JC. I do. By the way, can I just tell what he said off camera? I feel like people want to know.
Okay.
Can I say it though? Because you didn't hear what I said. You just heard from
ahead.
Far away.
Go ahead.
Here's my interpretation. He came up to Dan Bozerian after the podcast was over and was like, you know, I don't usually, I didn't want to say this on the podcast because I'm like the religious guy, but like, have you considered Christ?
Yeah, I know.
That's how I interpreted it.
No, fucking way. That's not what I said.
I said, you should have said it on the podcast because now it's fucking weird. Now you're the guy who's like, welcome. Have you seen the Church of the Latter-day Saints?
No, that's not what I said. What the fuck is in my ass?
Oh, that's mine. Anyway, the thing is that what I heard him say, this is it, because I got to give it. Did you? You have COVID?
Yes. And that's why I coughed in your studio, knowing that you're a germaphobe.
Okay.
I got a COVID test yesterday. I'm good.
Okay. Anyway, so this is how I heard it. I came in before that yesterday, before the Balzerian interview was over, and I heard you saying, you know, I have fucked up to 9 girls in one day. You know who else I fucked? And then I don't give a fuck about any. Fuck like that. And that's all I heard, you know, because I didn't have any contact. And then they said, goodbye, thanks for having him. And then within a second, he's going, have you ever tried religion?
That's what you did.
No.
Yes.
You know what, Howie? I respected you up until right now, you liar. No. This is what happened.
That's what happened. I was right there. It was at the ping pong table.
We were all there.
Dude, this is what honestly happened. I swear, people back home, listen to me.
Lie.
The honest one.
Lie.
Liar.
As soon as somebody
After
goes honestly,
were, he was when he was talking, he looked like he was sad, and I didn't want to bring up religion on the podcast because this is not a religion.
Why do you
podcast.
Think he was sad? You look at the picture. Have you ever got up in the morning and not you? You got a beard and try to get your sideburns even?
It's so frustrating.
I know. One gets higher. The other one gets higher. The other one gets higher. And then did you see?
And then you turn
Bilzerian.
Into you. Yeah.
It looked like he. That's why he was sad.
Anyways, so I looked at him and I said,
does your producer put up a picture so I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's Caleb. Kayla.
Kayla, the B, right?
No, Caleb. It's his last name. It's the first initial of his last name, Howie.
I want to know.
Kayla B.
I just said that he would probably KB. Need, if he wanted to find happiness.
From the home company?
Never get to tell my side of the story.
Tell your side of the story. This is George's side. Of the Jesus story.
Not, I didn't bring up Jesus. I said religion. He's the whole time on the podcast, he's basically finding, he's trying to pursue happiness. And I said, have you ever dabbled in any type of religion? Any type of religion. I didn't push mine on him, but I saw a brother on earth that looked like he needed it and nobody had the balls to bring it up to him. So I fucking brought out my balls and I talked about religion.
He's on private jets. He's fucking 10 girls a day. He's taking mushrooms.
But at the
he's
end of every day,
he's got a billion bucks.
He
and
says,
went,
our father. At the end of every day, he says, our father.
He sits Shiva and has a Jewish.
He
How do you know Shiva? Are you Jew?
No, but I've got Jewish friends.
Who have died, apparently.
Yeah, I fucked that one up. You sit Shiva when someone dies.
Dies, yes. The only Jews you know are dead ones?
The families of dead ones, because they sit Shiva.
Wow,
the dead Jews don't sit Shiva.
Look at you. You are a cornucopia of Judaism information.
This is my favorite podcast.
I think so.
I've considered being a rabbi.
What?
I've considered being a rabbi.
Why would you do that?
More like a rabbi. Look at him.
Because George came up to me and tried to sell it to me.
Are you Christian? Catholic?
I am Christian.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
Been to church.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was somebody getting married?
No, I just went to a church. I went to a church last week. I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they have an amazing church in Santa Fe that is like a landmark. I went on Sunday, and it was fucking closed. How is that even
Howie,
possible?
Howie,
it's a true story.
Howie, I need you just...
Was it Mormon?
Was it Chick-fil-A?
Have I answered any questions?
No, so that's what I'm... tune in with...
We
for
literally
me.
Just got out and started talking, bro.
Oh, I know. Logan's in this, too.
Tune in for one second. I have a serious question.
All right.
You clearly are like a... you don't give a fuck. You really don't give a fuck.
No.
Like, probably more than anyone I've ever seen on this podcast.
Really?
I truthfully say that.
I'll tell you what it is, and you'll be like this, too. I'm going to be 66 next month. You know? So what?
You look great.
Well, thank you. I look good for a guy that's probably going to die real soon. I'm going to die sooner than you. I mean, there's a good chance. So once the guy, fuck it.
I agree. And I love that. And I would have assumed that you're at that point where like, man, you don't got to please anyone anymore except yourself and your
I pleasure myself. I do that.
Right.
I please myself.
With colonoscopies.
But no, that's not, that was a serious thing. I do it with, lotion and tissues. Look at my son who's sitting
this
behind.
This poor guy.
I know.
How did he turn out so like right?
And how do you know? Have you talked to him?
I guess not. The first impression I had of him was him on that mouth guard challenge, and that's actually
he created the mouth guard challenge. My son,
what?
Alex Mandel.
What?
How do you not know this?
I didn't know that.
He created
it's
Alex
not,
Mandel.
It's not like a big fact that most people. Is that a big thing most people know? That
they did. It was hot. It was in the windows of everything. Him and a guy. Do you know who Roman Atwood is?
Oh yeah.
So him Roman Atwood are really good friends, and they did. He used to do vlogging, and in the vlogging, they would do the mouthguard challenge, which were just the things that they grabbed from the malls. You know that when you're getting your teeth whitened in a mall, who would go to a fucking mall to get their teeth whitened?
Do you find pleasure in the prostate gland when they give you that colonoscopy?
No,
none at all.
I don't understand.
It just seems weird that you keep getting them. I can't get over. Since the beginning of the show, it's all I've been able to think about was camera tubes going in your butt.
I think that was a joke.
Well, it was. But you tell him. Yeah. So sometimes
he's not the comedian. He's the guy who writes the book.
No, let me explain to him. Yeah, he's the literate. Sometimes let's be serious for a second. Sometimes I will say things. Just they're, I don't know how to put this in layman's terms. They're just jokes.
So you get colonoscopies every couple weeks?
Howie, no. He's the one that did drugs.
No. No, I don't get. I get colonoscopies maybe once every five years.
Once every 5 days.
But I will let people jam things up my ass every 2 weeks.
Dude, pegging is big. You can consider that a colonoscopy.
Pegging is big now. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
So
Logan does.
Why do you know what that is?
I have one girl in particular who won't stop asking to peg me,
and doing it.
You'll do that? I gotta say, all kidding aside, I don't want anything in there. That is the most annoying.
I agree with you.
I won't even wipe my own ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it ride after?
No, I have one of those Japanese toilets, which I power wash.
It takes it to the car wash, if you know what I mean.
Okay. No wax.
Look, we're all adults here, and some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy Nicotine is a company that was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option and feel better about the ways they consume nicotine. Their latest product is Slim Nicotine Pouches, which contain pure synthetic nicotine and provide the same satisfaction that nicotine users expect without any tobacco at all. Lucy Slim Pouches use the newest technology for synthesizing pure nicotine in the lab. None of the tobacco, all of the nicotine satisfaction in Lucy Slim Pouches include both coconut oil and gum to provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. They come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams, and three exclusive and delicious flavors, spearmint, mango, and cool cider. It's 2021. Don't compromise when you're choosing your nicotine products. So go with the newest tobacco-free options from Lucy. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Logan to get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use the promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I do have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can I ask my fucking question?
Nope.
Please.
Go ahead.
He goes, nope.
You don't give a fuck, but you do give a fuck about one thing, and I know you do. And I have to talk about it. You're a germaphobe.
Yeah.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor.
You never know. I heard this in Ohio when I was watching Deal or No Deal. Do the knuckle touch. I said, oh, that's it. What is a germaphobe, right? I'm 14. I don't know what the fuck a germaphobe is. And so, and we're here, and you're like, bro, you really don't give a fuck.
No, I do. I've been open about this. I have big mental health issues, and germaphobia is just a small part of it. But I suffer from anxiety. I have OCD. I have ADHD. And if I'm lucky enough, I'd like to buy a vowel. Because I think that's what I'm short on all this, on this list of shit that I have going on in my head. I'm a mess.
Wait, hold on. I'll rebuttal for one sec.
You can't rebuttal my mental health issues.
I'm going to rebuttal.
This is not a... That's a good way to get canceled, Logan.
The one thing.
I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why.
Maybe he's going to cure you.
See, I'll tell you what OCD is. Let me explain.
Okay.
Because people always come up to me, and they go, oh, I got a little bit about that. And I got a...
Okay.
Here's what OCD is. OCD... It's obsessive compulsive disorder. If I obsessively have a thought, and the thought doesn't have to make any sense, then I have a compulsion to take care of that thought ad nauseum. So I'll give you an example. This is like a normal thought. I will leave a house and I think I didn't lock the door. Oh, normal, normal, right? So I go and check the door and it's locked, and then I get back in the car, and then I go, well, maybe I didn't do it enough. So I go back into the out there and I check the door again, and then I get back in the car and I go, is it, maybe I loosened it now, maybe it was closed but I opened it. Now I go back again and I do it again, then I get back in the car.
Okay.
And intellectually I know, no, it doesn't stop for me. Why yeah. should it stop for you?
So because I want to ask, because now I'm curious. Is there a spectrum? Because your initial description of it, to the T, I'd say, yes, I have that. And I do.
I didn't describe it until now. It's when I can't stop a fucking thought.
So you're on the furthest end of the OCD.
Not even
no,
close.
You either have OCD. There's way further than me. I'm
That's
functioning.
The most common one. So I touch doorknobs 4 to 6 times when I leave a house.
If
I
go back. If you have a ritual that you can't stop, and that's not being superstitious or anything, but I have checked the door where I have missed a meeting. If I got stuck in that today, I wouldn't be here at the podcast.
Do you do it with, lights? Do you do it with light switches?
No, not at all. But germs, I actually can shake hands, but if I'm triggered, then I'm at the sink for maybe 4.5 hours.
Will you shake my hand right now?
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
You want to shake this hand?
No, what is the difference between
deformed.
That hand?
What's wrong with this hand?
It doesn't do what the other thumb does? No, I know you got this scar and shit like
and
that.
And by the way, it does.
Are you going to be able to box again? Because I want to challenge you.
To a boxing match?
Well.
Now that you lost 20, one hand, 20, how about it?
No, this is what it is. Because you're very big on the internet. I want to challenge you for $20 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah. To an unboxing match.
Oh, wow.
Where you unbox things?
Just we get packages and we open them and we see who opens the best packages and what's inside.
This guy's good. This guy. And by the way, I'm in. People will buy that. What are we unboxing?
I don't know. I haven't set the rules yet.
Do you have Amazon sponsor this?
Howie has challenged.
Wait.
Logan
Howie.
Paul to an unboxing match.
Howie, I actually want to like. I'm semi still like my inquisitiveness is kind of racing right now because.
Go ahead. You can ask me anything. Well, I'm going to be quiet for a minute.
I really do want to know like. Is there a OCD spectrum?
Oh, so he is OCD. He's
no, that's autism. I would imagine that there is a spectrum. I am a highly functioning person with OCD. I'm not only highly functioning, I am also incredibly sexy and gorgeous.
Which we can see.
Humble,
which
too.
And humble.
I'm not humble, George. Don't add to my own personal shit.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, you are into it. That's a Jesus fish.
The answer is yes, by the way.
It's a Jesus fish.
There's a scale of the severity. So people with very low OCD, they may want to make sure their fork and knife line up at a four.
That's me, dude.
Okay.
So like mild,
Yes. And then on the other side, if someone hears a car accident, they have to go and inspect the oil under the vehicle after the accident and touch it, or their family is going to die.
Was that a bad example?
No, that was a good example.
Literally,
obviously,
every time
obviously
I suffer from every kind
and
of
And you've obviously written a book.
I love this guy so fucking much.
I'll challenge you to a fucking unboxing. Can you want to have a fucking unboxing contest?
Well, you'll get the best of us too. Me and Logan will do one, and then you could could challenge the winner.
Okay.
K-Bob?
You just literally said kebab with an accent. K-Bob?
So what's his name?
Caleb.
So you're just lining up your forks and knives, no more than
it's,
that?
It's deeper than that. So
where do you get all these utensils?
Yeah.
You have to line up. Ask me a question.
It's cutlery.
It is cutlery.
I have a lot of it.
Cutlery I use, but I'm Canadian. Is it in Ohio? Is it cutlery too?
Yeah, we use cutlery to eat steak.
What do you call
asparagus.
Soda? Pop?
Pop. We call it pop.
We call it pop too.
And if I want to get crazy,
so whack.
Soda pop.
Soda pop.
You guys pour gas or pump gas?
Huh?
Do you guys pour gas or pump gas?
Who the fuck pours
Pull
gas?
My finger and let's see.
How is he so good?
He's good. He's been doing it forever.
We have comedians on the show all the time, and none of them are as funny as you.
Dude, I walked in.
Thank you. Who is the other comedian that you've had of note? Name one name. Name a name.
We've had all comedians out. We've had Theo
Schultz, Eric Griffin.
I love Theo.
Yeah.
Theo, we worked together for 4 years.
No, Theo is coming back on soon.
Yeah,
Theo and I
worked together.
Love that guy.
I did a show. I produced a show with him and my son Alex on TBS for 3 years called Deal With It.
A lot of deals, huh?
That's the only. If it works for you, stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, facts.
Cool.
Go ahead. Ask me a question.
What was it?
Doesn't matter. That's a question. It was what you were curious about.
Oh, OCD.
Oh yeah, I am a bit curious. So how does that manifest into how do you see that affecting? Well, I guess you just described this.
I'll answer again.
It'll be like touching the doorknob again.
No, because some people listen to a podcast or watch a podcast, then they get distracted, and then they come back and they go, "Oh, I missed that. Let's do it again."
The beauty of your podcast is
you don't have to rewind it.
It's impulsive.
It's self-rewound.
We just repeat the same shit.
Just over and over again.
Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No, wait. I'm gonna lose this thought.
Okay, go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
I guess I'm just trying to, like, mental illness is confusing because it is not
mental health. Don't say mental illness.
No, is that one of the stigmas?
No,
it's not the pronoun for mental.
But no, actually, I'm gonna. I think he's good with mental.
No,
mental health.
They're different.
They're different.
Can I say something?
Sure. Yeah.
That with mental health, which I believe parodies physical health. Like, even to do something physically like you just did, like have that fight or deal with that, that's your mental health. You got to figure out, everybody needs a coping skill. And whether the coping skill, they shouldn't just listen to me who has OCD. There's millions of listeners you have that don't have OCD. There's millions of listeners that you have that don't suffer from depression or anxiety. But I still think they need coping skills. If you're in a relationship and it breaks up, if you lose everything, if you're dealing with a pandemic, everybody has to try to be as productive and happy as they can be. And when I'm not working, I am miserable. I am depressed. I have anxiety and I have fear. That's me. But there isn't anybody alive at some point in their life. You know, mentally, you could have gotten in your own way and not done so well in the fight. Yeah. The point is, that's not illness. That's your mental health. How do you psych yourself up so that you can achieve what nobody else has achieved? How do you psych your, and some people have to psych themselves up just to go out of the house. Mm. Some people have to psych themselves up just to ask somebody if they can date them. Yep. Some people have to, you know, you have a kid. I have three kids. And that's a lot of people that you're responsible for. You got to psych yourself up so you can just be frozen and do nothing. There isn't anything that any listener, any watcher, or anybody in this room can do without finding a coping skill. And whether your coping skill is smoking weed, whether it's meditating, whether it's exercising, whether it's going to see a therapist, or whether it's just talking to a friend, we all need it. That's humanity. Mm. Now, George has the church.
Hey.
He does. It helps him.
No, I'm being serious.
No, it does. It does help.
It does.
But don't you find that a coping skill?
That's why I brought up religion to Dan and not my own religion. I wasn't selfish about it. I wanted him to find something to help him out.
Maybe he should get longer pants.
Dude, he did have some short pants.
I didn't actually get to tell him this.
He looked like a manager at Hooters.
It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing about Dan is his wardrobe.
Really?
Same shit every day.
Every day.
It's like SpongeBob. Right.
Zuckerberg.
But I was looking at his short shorts and his white t-shirt.
And by
and I
default,
thought,
his dick, because let's be honest, Howie.
His eyes are up here, Logan.
Yeah, but if you're looking at his short shorts.
I was just thinking there's so many women that would look good in the exact same outfit.
He's going to shoot you,
Howie. Oh, my
God. He's going to shoot you.
My son's got guns, too.
Oh, good old classic standoff.
A little Western showdown.
It's a shootout, Alex.
Hey, congrats, Alex.
No, am I causing trouble, Alex? Be honest with me.
Well, you're unboxing, and he just went to shooting. So, yes, I feel like.
Howie, you talk about mental health a lot. You talk about mental health a lot. You seem to
have you not listened to the last fucking 10 minutes of this podcast?
Howie, I'm some kind of fucking moron.
I mean, outside of this podcast.
Yeah,
Howie.
That's my soapbox.
That's amazing.
That's the thing I care about. I think that mental health is the answer to world peace. I think that mental health is the answer to every fucking problem that exists today.
Why?
I don't think guns are a problem. I think it's all mental. Why?
Yeah.
Because think of anything bad that happens in the world. Think about 90% of the homeless people that you see out there are suffering from, I mean, there's economic problems,
yep.
But some people are having economic problems and they have the ability to pivot. I think a lot of those people need mental health.
Absolutely.
Help.
Same with drug addiction too.
Same, drug addiction is definitely a mental
health. So go one step further.
You go to a school shooting. It's not because that kid got a gun. What is the mindset of somebody that goes, grabs a gun and takes it to school? Even getting in a plane and flying it into the fucking Twin Towers, if you're that much of an extremist, you know, well, that's mental health.
But now you're talking about religion. Because that was it.
No,
was,
extremism.
I think there's some religions that are so extreme that they are mental health.
I think like, that, no, I think.
Why did you point at me?
Because you're religious, but you don't have, that's not a mental health problem for you.
No.
That is something to fall back on. What are you saying?
He's just saying,
who walks in ahead?
That's Jeff.
By the way, no, wait. But who is that guy?
Walk in and go, I don't know who he is.
Who is that
but
guy?
But he just walked in and he pointed at his head like, I'm fucking nuts. What are you saying?
You.
What?
He called you Hugh.
Hugh?
No, that's...
Oh, don't call me Hugh in front of
K-Bob. No. That's my manager, Jeff. He was talking about religion and driving people crazy because it can drive people to radicalism and extremism.
But radicalism and extremism in anything, whether it's religion, education...
Politics.
Sports, yep. Everything. If you're extreme, people are killing people at Dodger Stadium because they're wearing the other team's hat. There were shootings here a couple of years ago, you know, because they're rooting for the other team. Mm. Go to Philadelphia. The Eagles have a jail is that you?
It's my team.
Yeah. They're great, but it's the only stadium that has a jail in it.
He
yeah.
spent time in it, Mike has.
Have you been in the
not
jail?
Not that one.
Oh, not that one. Have you been in jail?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
He's what we call a hard motherfucker.
Did you get a jail colonoscopy?
Yeah, without the cameras.
Look at his face. Look at his face right now.
Did you?
No. Because I wasn't in prison. I'm talking about little holding cells, bitch.
You can't fuck somebody in the ass in a holding cell, right?
You can.
Well, you can hold them down.
It's just, you know, the cops are right there.
Holding what? Cell?
No, because I want to make sure that my son's not listening. My kid is in the room.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't.
How old are you? Show me on your hands and do it like intense.
Show you on your hands? I love that. How stupid does my son look that you're going, show me with your hands and do it in 10?
Jazz fingers.
He's 32.
That's my point.
And you want
to. I want him to go, I'm 32. Oh, you're young.
How old are you?
12.
He's older than you.
Yeah. By 20.
You're in your 20s.
26.
Yeah, no, he's.
Can I ask you a question? What's 9 plus 10?
What?
What's 9 plus 10?
19.
No. 21.
21. You know, you're smarter than you look.
9 plus 10? What happened?
He ran out and sneezed.
I know you don't like that. So
oh!
That was nice. I thought you were going to ask Logan's assistant for another libation.
he ran out to tell somebody about the power of Christ.
I love that.
You told us.
Run out to sneeze, but you'll sit here and fart.
I didn't fart. It's
no,
my
I
breath.
Know, but I'm just saying, you seem like the kind of guy that wouldn't be comfortable farting around a stranger.
No, I fart in front of everybody. Actually, my sister got mad at me because I farted in my dog's face yesterday.
In your duck's face?
My dog.
Oh, dog. I thought he said he has a duck.
Wouldn't
my
be
sister's
surprised.
Really mad at me because I farted on my duck.
Wow. You are my favorite guest we've ever had.
Oh, the chicken thing? What are you pointing at? Why are they pointing? There's trouble. I saw you use that the first time you were here.
Really give it a good go, though.
I won't do it again.
There's always that little end.
Set him down. That's my favorite.
What?
When I set him down, he makes one look. Like, I'll do it like.
So you know what I do? I used to take that and into restaurants, like where you go up to the counter to order. But I used to constantly, with a real straight face, just try to order over that. I'd like to just squeeze it and try to order. Let it go and try to order.
I'll take the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, a side of fries, and a small Coke.
And I would just do it. I would just do it over, and they go, pardon me, and I go over. I would mumble more. Here, give me it. I would mumble more. I go, you know, and I'd come in, and I look like there's something wrong with me. I'd wear like a hat and glasses, and I'd go, can I place my right now? I'd like to place a Coke. And I was like, do you have it? Is it salt?
Do they know you're Howie Mandel?
Oh, if they do, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I,
there are so many people that
you squeeze the Howie. I think you've made a big mistake.
What do I do?
It's going to be going for the next 30 seconds.
What are you talking about? No, it's okay. Anyway, let's move on from this. Ask me another question.
It's going to take years for that thing to.
No, go ahead.
Danny, we do need you.
Danny, are you the manager?
Danny, take the chicken out of Howie Mandel right now.
Take the chicken from Howie Mandel.
George, grab it and hand it to
me. Look at how mad.
I can't.
Oh, what? Look, they bring the woman in to choke my chicken. All right. Here we go. Sorry.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Before the Dan Bilzerian podcast, we told Danny she could sit that one out because it might get too offensive.
We took the wrong episode.
Oh my God. She should have left for this one.
I'm sorry.
No, did I use the wrong pronoun?
No.
Wow.
No, you didn't.
I apologize.
No, she can handle anything, by the way. And if she's uncomfortable, she'll leave.
How do you,
I've just been.
Okay.
That's your fault.
I like the writer, the author. I was about to say something. He read my mind, and he gave me a finger like my mom used to.
Don't you say that.
Don't you say that. You know what your other buddy said? What's your name? What's his name? Kevin.
Don't get started on that guy, dude.
You know what Kevin's sitting on? Do you know what that is?
Looks like a couch from here.
Well, yes. That is the original center booth from Caesar's Palace.
Oh, my God.
When it was Circus Maximus in the main showroom before they tore it down to build what it's called now with Celine Dion. That was the original. Everybody who's anybody performed in front of that booth.
So I love that. You have that. That's sick. You have the original pitch for Deal or No Deal. You have a giant hologram machine. You have a fucking puffer fish. The biggest one I've seen, by the way, this big, healthy motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have a lot of cool things. What's the coolest thing you think you have that you're like, oh, look at my toys?
I have, well, I can't do it here, but I can actually make sounds with my left testicle. That's the coolest thing I have. And I can
do that too, actually. It's a tough crowd. Actually.
That wasn't me, by the way. You're just listening to this without watching. That was George.
That was not Howie's shitty joke.
That was George.
I'm sorry. We gotta dive in. So what did you say about the testicle making sound now? Is it like you put a microphone up to it and it sings, or?
Well, I don't carry microphones with me, so I communicate with.
You communicate with your testicle.
I can only hear. I'm the only one that can. It's like some people have an imaginary friend. My right testicle.
Well, now you're switching testicles.
Did I?
Yeah, I think so, man. And I also think.
Then I'm wrong.
And, okay, he also asked you.
I got cool stuff. Like right behind you have the Deal or No Deal machine from Dave and Buster's.
Well, I feel like most people could probably just go. Oh, I could probably get that today if I tried. Like,
I'm Logan Paul. I can go to Dave and Buster's and get any fucking machine I want.
You have to pay for your own show's machine, though?
That's not the coolest thing
I didn't pay for it. And you know what happens? I'm really good at it, and I win tickets, and then I go out front and
Howie,
I get stuffed animals.
Yeah. I have to know.
What is the coolest thing I have, Alex? You.
Oh,
he pointed to him too. He pointed it to him at the same time you said it. That was cute.
We love each other. I love that kid.
That's cool.
I love that kid. No, what do I have? I got, you know, this is, I've collected?
I don't know. I was just walking around the office. I seen
That's somebody cool made me that. Did you ever see Little Monsters, the movie Little Monsters?
No.
Under the Bed with Fred Savage, the little monster?
Look, I believe you.
That's me.
I believe that it's a movie.
I'm Maurice. Okay.
You got a Tony Hawk signed skateboard.
Yeah. I got that.
You got a jail cell outside this studio.
I do.
What's the point of that?
We were getting bad cell service. I don't know. That's where I make my phone calls. That's where I get my, make phone calls
oh,
so clearly.
Shit. Good cell service.
I don't know what that is. People do, the people rent out the space and they do movies and things like that. And then sometimes I'll go, I see they're destroying shit and I'll go, I'll keep it. And they go, for what? I don't know. I got a jail cell there and Martha Stewart's book right there.
Do you think the variety of things that you have in the
together? The jail cell of Martha Stewart?
It's not the same. It's not on the same. Martha Stewart was in jail, George.
I got the joke. Did you get the joke?
Wow. Who's running the, is that you, Kyle? Is that you with the rim shots? Who's doing it?
Do you think the variety?
Or you're hiding it in your own nuts. Like, what a hiding place you've come up with. Wow. This fucking show is high tech. That's mine. That's from my. I was going
to
make
gonna
fun.
Have to get sanitized, Howie. You got to sanitize.
I was going
to
make
it fun. It was in my nuts.
I was going to. Oh, my God. I'm not touching. See, so his nuts I thought your nuts were making sounds. Oh, my gosh.
I have a question, actually. What is your most uncomfortable or awkward encounter with another celebrity? I feel like you have like a great story that you've probably never told.
That I've never told? With a celebrity? Which one would... I think the one I could think of right off the bat is Michael Bublé.
I love where this is going.
Great guy.
I love him.
I just actually showed him to Reed recently. Yeah.
What?
My camera guy introduced him to Michael Bublé this week. It's kind
of He never heard of him before?
Never heard of him.
Well, young people. Anyway, he was a guest judge on our show and on AGT, and I became friends with him. This is not a funny story, but it's awkward. And then he gave me his number and we exchanged numbers and, you know, I called him a couple times and things were happening. And then I was out of touch for like 2 years. And then I think like 2 years ago, he came up with, he was on Corden, on James Corden, and he did a carpool karaoke.
Yep.
And I thought it was wonderful. And he was talking about issues he had with his family, you know, with his kid, health issues and stuff like that. And I was so moved and he's a good guy. So I wrote, I'll show you, I'm gonna show you it too. I texted him when I saw it on and I said, hey, Michael, Howie Mandel here. Just saw you on James, I just saw you, I didn't say I just saw you. Howie Mandel here, you're amazing, buddy. You're one of the most talented, gifted people I know and a great family man.
Yeah.
And then he texted me back, thank you. And I go, you're welcome. And I said, if you have any free time, let's get together. And he texted back, who is this? And I said, it's Howie Mandel. I just want to, you know, if you don't have time, I get it. And the guy then wrote back. I have his thing right here. I want to show you what he wrote back because it's better if you see it. I'll get it in 1 second.
Well, we could just throw it up on the screen and make believe you found it if you can't find it.
No, I will find it.
I believe you can find it.
I know how to find it. I've gotten 2 texts in my whole life.
Wait, go back. You had it.
There's a search function.
You saw it?
Yeah. Delete it. Delete a few. Okay, type in Michael again.
Okay.
Is he A.E. Michael or E.A. Michael?
Right there.
Where do you see him?
Right there.
There's no
E.A. Oh, yeah, there he is.
There's no E.A.
So I go, you could see this. Yeah. You're brilliantly. You read what he wrote to me.
I'm terrible at reading live. I'm dyslexic.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Reading live?
He's dyslexic.
Okay. I'll let you read it. Where'd it go? What did I do?
Just go up. Just go up. No, that one right there. See that little, okay.
Damn.
Click done. Click done up there. You're done with that.
What is it?
There you
okay.
go.
Just start reading from here. Because he asked who it was, and I said hello. You read the green.
All right. Can I hold your phone?
Yeah.
Gonna have to sanitize that.
You see, the first text is funny because you end it with Howie.
Because he said, who is it?
He said, hello. Yeah. You're brilliantly talented, but more importantly, an amazing human. If I can ever help you or your family in any way, just let me know. My best to you and yours. Please, who am I talking to?
That's what the guy wrote back. Please, who am I talking to? And then?
Howie Mandel. And hope you know who you are talking to. Am salam new in this country.
Who the fuck did you text?
Michael Bublé.
He changed his number, but now Salam and me are like this.
Yeah.
So
funny what you get when you put Salam and me together.
Salami.
See what he
it's
did,
a good
George?
Meat. It's a good meat. I'll eat
open
it
with
spicy.
That. Open with that.
Got you. Like that. Salam.
Are you ever on Deal or No Deal? Which, by the way, I grew up watching.
It's I ever on it?
Okay, so okay, shut up. Respectfully.
Were you facing the television when you were watching it?
No.
No.
No. My dad wouldn't let me watch it. You appeared so professional, and I.
You know, you
see
have
now
some of those
not.
Girls have been in your house.
Most I've been inside some of them.
Oh,
consensually.
When yes, consensual. When you were with a Deal or No Deal model. Okay. When you were with a Deal or No Deal model.
They can't stop saying your name.
No.
Howie.
If you
Howie,
got them, do you Howie. Do you say to them, open your case?
No, he puts
you know
their number.
You know he's wanted
in.
To say that so much. He's like, can't, I'll get fired. But if I did, that's what I would say.
Number 14.
Are you ever watching? Have you mastered the show? Like, are you playing while you're hosting?
There's no. Well, then you
in
didn't
your
really
head.
Watch.
In your head.
There's no
you
fucking game.
Just like I can't rebuttal your mental health. You can't tell me that I didn't watch Deal or No Deal.
No, but there's no game. What do you mean mastered it? There's no fucking game. You guess. There's no trivia. There's no skill. There's nothing to the game.
I disagree.
You have to work.
Well, then, Logan, you look a lot brighter than
no,
you actually
hey,
are.
Let me back
I don't
my
think I look bright
here.
At all.
There's
I don't
hey, there's decision making involved that takes a strategic angle.
No, it's just how greedy are you? There's no.
No, there's statistics.
Can I tell you? Let me tell you. There's no stats. Let me tell you how it plays. Okay. There were 26 amounts of money, right? Yep. From one penny all the way to $1 million. Because of this movie that you probably didn't see because you're all too young, there was a thing called Quiz Show. Do you know about Quiz Show?
No.
It was the biggest debacle of game shows in the 60s where somebody cheated on the $64,000 question. Why are you laughing?
He was choking.
You're like, you guys are probably too young to know this. And he said the name and Mike goes, I know that movie.
No, that it was actually the face of, I didn't know it, unfortunately.
Okay.
Not
so, uncultured. So the point is that there is something when you do game shows called standards and practices. And they have to make sure, especially when somebody's paying for $1 million, that there is no cheating and nothing to do.
S&P.
So they hired a third party, has nothing to do with our production company, has nothing to do with NBC, and they would pack the cases. So none of the girls knew what number was in their case, what amount was in their case. Nobody in the studio knew what number was in their case, what amount was in their case. Nobody knew. There's no skill. In fact, when they were walking to stage, if one of the women tripped and fell and the case hit the floor and one of the things unlatched, even if you couldn't see the number,
reshuffle,
we were shut down for another hour where they would take it into another room and do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually rescind my comment.
What do you think? I want to hear what you think the strategy was.
I would think the strategy is knowing when to walk away. And I guess my question. Yeah, but my question was rooted in, have you ever in your head been like, wow, this person's a fucking greedy idiot. Oh,
yeah, not sure. A greedy idiot, but it made me mad. I'll tell you the story of the game. When they asked me to do a game show, and that was in 2005, I was on the cusp of quitting the business, and because I started in the 70s, and I had really quick success and really big success. I was playing theaters and arenas with 10,000, 15,000 people. By 2004, I was getting booked in clubs that had like 28 people showing up. And I was I had done a series. I started out with Denzel Washington on St. Elsewhere. And then in 2004, I was sitting on folding chairs in casting offices going for like five lines and under. And I just said, I can't get kicked in the nuts anymore. I just can't do this. And, I'll find other ways. I love business. And I'm just going to leave. And then I got a call from my manager that said, hey, there's a game show they want. And I went, fuck you. And I hung up the phone because in 2004, you got to put your headspace back there. But in 2004, not one comedian had ever done a game show. And when your currency is comedy and irony, the game show host was the punchline. You didn't want it, just like movie stars didn't want to do TV. Mm. People on TV didn't want to do commercials. Mm. And nobody wanted to do game shows, just a game show host. So he calls me back and he goes, listen, they've never done this before. NBC is going to devote five nights of prime time to this. And I went, fuck you even more. If this is the nail in the coffin of my career, I'm going to be humiliated by every other comedian, by every other person. And this is more exposure. This is not a, this is a deal breaker. Goodbye. And then he called me back one more time and he goes, can the guy just pitch you the idea? This is a huge hit all over the world. America is the last place that it, that it's going to air. And we can't do it without you, they're saying. So I go, listen, I'm sitting at fucking Jerry's Deli in the Valley.
Cool.
And I said, if the guy wants to come, and from a company called Endemol, this guy, Rob Smith, shows up with that. I showed you that art card. It looked like a, you know, a, an after-school project done by a seven-year-old.
The one in your office.
Yeah.
That said, don't take this card that you have.
That's Carson's last cue card.
Yeah, he said, don't take this card on it.
Well, you say don't, I do.
Right.
That's the way I work. Sorry. But anyway, he showed me the game and he moved my, I said, I'm not going to a meeting, but if he wants to go show me it, I'll listen. Mm. So he puts down this card. He moved my soup. He says, pick one of these things. And he had written amounts. You know, I'm trying to pick the one that says a million. I picked the one that says 50,000. He says, now open six more, return them over.
Oh, you played.
But horribly. Like it didn't matter. There's nothing at stake. And he goes, we can't do this without you. And I went home and I told my wife, you know, she goes, are you going to do it? I went, no. And then she said, get the fuck out of the house. You got to do it because I'm mental. And I was driving her nuts. And so I said, okay. And they said, thank God, this is a Friday. We couldn't do it without you. And I said, when do you tape? And they said, Monday. And I said, well, don't you need a set? They said, it's built. And I said, well, don't you need 26 models? They're all hired. So how far down the fucking list was I? How many people?
You were last choice. They said, we need you because they didn't have anyone else.
Can't do without me. That's why they can't do without me, because everybody else
is last
out.
Human.
Wow, this is a great story.
Wait. So I say, I'll do it. And now this is a Friday. So they say, so then I call and I say, this, I'm, you know, I'm really scared. There's no game here. There's no strategy. How do we do an hour of me going, pick a number, all right, open the case. You know, and that's all I had to do. So I said, can I hire some of my friends, some of my comedians, and maybe they can write? Mm. Because the last comedian that ever did a game show before that, a specific comedian, was Groucho Marx. He did You Bet Your Life. I think Leno's doing it again now. Okay. But You Bet Your Life. That's and then no comedians ever did it. There were game show hosts, and there were actors, and there were, are you wrapping them up? Do you want to wrap them up?
What are we rapping?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Bob Barker. I fucking wrap up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I saw you looking over there. But anyway, I get distracted very easily. I have ADHD.
And OCD.
So,
and yeah.
Yeah, so if you go like that, I'm off to another.
Me? Right?
No one was even doing anything over there. Okay. Everybody was just watching the story.
I know. All right. Not watching the story. You're listening.
You don't watch a story. Well,
hey, stupid.
Watch a movie.
Sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so anyway, they let me hire a couple of comedy writers. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to have 5 hours on network TV. When do you get this chance? What kind of exposure? I'm going to do some funny things about cases and girls and things. So we wrote all this comedy. Monday morning comes. I get on the set. And they go, ladies and gentlemen, Howie Mandel, welcome to Deal or No Deal. And I look at, I walk out and I, you know, the crowd's going crazy. And there's 12 cameras around, and I introduced the very first contestant, and her name is Karen Van, who I also have a picture of here. I did 500 episodes, and I remember this like it's yesterday. And I'm standing there looking at this woman like I'm looking at you now. And I said, tell me about yourself, Karen. And she says, you know, I have 3 children. I'm a single mother. I've never had health insurance. I've never owned a home. I'm always going from place to place. I live from paycheck to paycheck. So I said, and she lived someplace in middle America and in the Midwest. So it wasn't LA or New York. So, you know, $10,000 would probably change her life. Mm. That would buy her health insurance. It would be a down payment on a home. Mm-hmm. It would be, and remember, this is 2004. So she plays, she picks a case, she opens the first couple of cases, and the first offer comes in from the banker, and it's like $25,000 or $30,000. And I just started playing it, and I go, Karen, the banker is offering you $30,000. And she doesn't, not even a second. I couldn't even get the word deal or, I was deal or, she goes, no deal. And I, that's the face I made, the face that you're making. And I go, oh my God, this is real. This is, this woman just turned down $30,000. I don't think she's ever seen $30,000. I don't think she has 30, you know, that she has access to that kind of money. And it was just, it started bothering me. And I noticed that, and you probably noticed it, if you have on a set, when somebody isn't in this business, there's a glare that goes over somebody and they go, they act like they aren't there. There was all these cameras and all these lights. And I felt like whenever I did something kind of amusing, she would be like throwing, and she was just having fun in the moment. And I thought, she's not going anywhere. She just wants to stay here. She's not listening to any fucking thing.
She's not paying attention.
Not paying attention. So the next offer, I changed my cadence because I said, fuck it. I'm not going to do any jokes. I don't want to. I'll die if I'm responsible for this woman not leaving.
And being able to feed her kids.
In a better position than she came with. And I don't want to think that it's because I distracted her with my silliness or whatever. So I started talking to her like I talked to Alex when he was 5 years old. And the next offer, I went, Karen, the offer is $50,000. That's $50,000 cash. Karen, how long does it take you to make 50? And I started doing it, and they were flashing me on the camera. Like, you can't push somebody. It's standards and practices. You can't make somebody. But I'm going, $50,000 is guaranteed, or you can open up cases and you have a chance at a million, but it's a chance. This is a guarantee. And she went, no deal again. And I just started, what was happening is my heart was breaking because I'm seeing these people make decisions that I would never personally make, you know? And it was really hard for me. I will tell you that Karen ended up with $5,000 at the end of the game. And when we did a recap on Karen, you know, to see what she had done with her $5,000. No, not math. She got her tits done.
Oh.
But the thing is, so...
And now she's holding suitcase 14.
Yes. But the truth is, I was so embarrassed because I did no comedy. I didn't do anything funny. I didn't play a character. I didn't have a script. I just went out there and just tried to make sure that people would win. I was so fucking embarrassed. I hopped on a plane because it was going to air the next week. I hopped on a plane. I went out to the Caribbean, where I was in Tortola, and stayed at a place that didn't have TVs. I didn't want to be around. I didn't even want cell service so that people could text me. And the show started airing on that following Monday. And I got a call from Rob Smith, the guy that sat, and he goes, you're not going to believe this. This went through the roof. I went, what the fuck are you talking? I was waiting to be humiliated because I did nothing. He called me the next day. He goes, it's even bigger. He calls me the next day. It was bigger. On Friday, we had 100 million viewers. Oh, it was the biggest game show in the history of game shows since Millionaire. I landed back in Miami. I got off the plane. The first person that looked at me went, deal or nobody? And I had a catchphrase. It has been the biggest success of my life with all the things that I've done. But not only that, right away, because this kind of changed. The next thing, Fox wanted to follow in the footsteps. So they hired Jeff Foxworthy to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? They've never hired comedians before. Then they hired Bob Saget to do One Versus 100. Then they hired, you know, eventually like Steve Harvey to do Family Feud. Every if you look at every game show now, they only hire comedians.
Price is Right.
And I was Drew Carey. Yeah. I was the very first one.
I want to congratulate you on that. I want to commend you on it.
And you want to go.
And I want to leave. No. I was going to say, I it's one of the things I wanted to tell you today is you've done such a good job of A, achieving your success, and then B, continuing to parlay it into other things. Because I'll
tell you another thing.
I'm racking my brain. Like, what other game show?
Well, not only game shows. So, do you know who Michael Nesmith is? Michael Nesmith was in a group called The Monkees. Remember The Monkees? Yeah. And he called me once. He saw me on TV, and he called me and he goes, "I got an idea. You'd be really funny." He hired me and Charles Fleischer, who is the voice of Roger Rabbit, and he said, "Come up to Monterey. I'm going to make some music videos. And I want you to present them." So I said, okay. So we went up there for 3 weeks and we did this show called Pop Clips. Google Pop Clips right now. Howie Mandel Pop Clips. And that'll give you the end of this story. So it was supposed to be a show that we were trying to sell to Nickelodeon. Howie Mandel Pop Clips. Tell me what it says.
With the Monkees, huh?
No, not with. He was a monkey. He's actually more famous. His mother invented Whiteout, which you don't need anymore either.
Just so you know, when you tell someone to Google something, the things that pop up sometimes are not what we're looking for. And
tell me what popped up. Pop Clips Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel, Canadian comedian.
No, Pop Clips Howie Mandel.
Okay, I said Howie Mandel Pop Clips.
No, Pop Clips Howie Mandel. Pop Clips first. What?
YouTube or Google?
Google. Because it'll tell you that.
Did you ever thank your wife for making you take that offer?
Best Howie Mandel reactions, America's Got Talent.
No, Pop Clips.
I don't think the show existed, Howie.
Okay, yeah, it does. Pop Clips, I'm going to Google it.
Oh, is like the Wikipedia?
No, Pop Clips. You're looking up Pop Clips with Howie Mandel. Here we go. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. I'm old.
Mine brought up misophobia.
No, really? That's the first thing that comes up?
Or verminophobia, germophobia.
How are you spelling Pop Clips?
P-A-O-P.
P-O-P.
Clips.
Different word. Different word. I'm doing it now. I'm on Friendster, so that's where I... Okay, and all... Here it is. Pop clips. Yeah, pop clips. Wikipedia.
Do pop. Okay, I got it now.
Go ahead.
Pop clips is a music video television program, the direct predecessor of MTV.
So I did this pilot. They gave it to Nickelodeon. They said, this is more than a show.
Why couldn't you just tell me that?
Because listen to the drama. We had a lot of suspense.
I'm sorry.
Maybe there'll be an ad on your podcast between me telling you to Google it, and then they come back to find out what it is.
It's funny because that actually happened.
You just make some money. I made you
some money.
Some ka-ching.
Thank you.
So I was the very first. I started comics on
ice.
Radio. Okay. Comics on ice shows and MTV. You didn't know you had such an illustrious guest here.
I had an idea. But you've done such a good job of innovating and staying relevant. When I saw you in Dobrik's vlog, so let's talk about it. How much do you think Dobrik sucks?
I don't. I love David. You don't like David?
I'm joking. I love David.
I love David.
I try to bait you.
I would take the bait.
In my face, I was like,
do you prefer one or the other, Logan or David?
No, don't even.
Okay.
Well, you know David. You know David.
I do. And now I know you.
Well, I thought that
will
was
you
so
be
cool.
On my, will you be on my podcast?
I would. I totally
okay.
would.
Okay. Can we talk about my podcast?
Is it here?
What makes you think that? What makes you think that my podcast might be here? You're sitting in my fucking seat. It'll be like this, except we'll be looking the opposite way.
Well, my podcast is
in
Puerto Rico, and I'm here.
Maybe he doesn't have to do my podcast. Can we? Let me ask Alex, because he does all the time. Can we just take this video and reverse it so it looks like I'm sitting the other side, and we'll play the same podcast as Howie Mandel does stuff?
I'm still mad you made me Google pop clips for 60 seconds, dude. You could have just said the one line that I read.
Predecessor to MTV.
Let's just have a moment of silence.
It can't be any longer than that first one, which, by the way, I think takes the cake for the longest moment of silence we've had on a Pulse.
Oh, yeah. Then you have not been to any of my concerts.
You'll leave.
There you go. This is a clip from my latest show.
Howie, yeah. I do have to go. I do have to go.
Don't you have a catheter?
No. This dude is 100 for 100. He misses nothing.
Well, I don't know. I missed that point. So 99 out of 100.
No, you just did it again.
Howie, you're...
I love that the handheld just sits the whole time. The guy won't even get off his fucking ass and walk around the room.
That's He's Kevin. The best. We've been traveling. We've been traveling. He's tired.
Oh, wow. So you're Kevin. You're K-Bob.
And that's,
Caleb.
That's...
George.
Is it a K?
Caleb, yeah.
Yeah.
Hard K.
Three Ks?
Look at
this KKK is in your
look
shirt.
Look at this picture I got of y'all.
Caleb.
That's kind of cute. Yes,
yeah. Oh my gosh. These
are so cute.
That's a picture of you looking at the picture I took of you.
That's meta.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
I think so.
Okay.
No, I know so.
No, a picture within a picture.
Yeah.
Inception. A thought within a thought.
I haven't figured out that last with the coin.
The top?
The top, you mean?
Yeah, in Inception.
It's you're in the dream or not.
He's trying to figure it out if he's it.
Am I?
Oh,
right now?
Oh, like the last scene when it keeps spinning?
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Howie, real quick, before we...
I'm trying to figure out the ending of this podcast.
What happened to Tony Soprano?
What happened at the end of this podcast?
What happens when you die?
Hmm?
What happens when you die?
You have to Google pop clips.
Oh, I feel that once I die, I'm going to be boring.
That's
because I'll just be lying there quietly and rotting, and people won't invite me on their podcast. Eventually, within a week, I'll start to stink, and flies will be eating me.
I'll be sitting shiver.
Wow, he's got one Jewish reference, and he has driven it into the ground.
It's death related.
We must never forget,
dude. You're fantastic.
I know. I know. I am a pure joy.
You're incredible.
Can I be honest with you? I love you. I think that what you've done with your career and the pièce de résistance was the end of the fight, and your speech was probably one of the best moments I've ever seen on television and on the internet. And it really came from the heart. Did you plan what you were going to say? Well, you didn't know if you were going to win or not. You couldn't have planned it.
We glanced over it. So it's my third fight, but I wanted to say this earlier when you mentioned it. My first two, I prepared win speeches. This one I didn't. And I didn't think twice about what I said. Only until afterwards, people came up to me and they're like, yo, fuck the fight. What you said afterwards was phenomenal. And
it really was.
I didn't think twice about it. It was the first time publicly, I really just spoke from my heart.
And you want to know something? I think nothing is more viral and catchable than authenticity. And if the authenticity is real and inspiring, and that's what that was, that was a fucking home run. Not only the fight, and not only that you did that, but that speech. And that's why when they said, hey, do you want to be on? I would never say no to you. You're a great guy.
You.
And obviously the fact that you have this kind of communication with your mother and your family, that speaks. So many people don't have a family and don't have that kind of communication. You're a good guy.
Thank you.
So
thank
I'm
you,
always there for you. You come and visit me on my podcast.
Please.
I do a podcast with my daughter.
Oh, cool.
You'll meet
oh,
my
cool.
daughter. And it's called Howie Mandel Does Stuff. I'll give you a map to get here.
I don't need it. I got GPS, I think.
Okay. But I'll give you directions so that you know exactly the location, how to get here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And what we'll do, unlike on your thing, halfway through my podcast, we'll change costumes. I don't like to wear the same costume for the entire podcast. You like to change it.
We call them outfits.
Who else do you manage? What? One other client. Who is it?
He can't say.
What?
Girl named Lele.
Oh, I know who Lele is.
Not Lele Pons.
Oh. Not Lele Pons?
No.
What?
Nickelodeon Lele. Which, by the way, I've never met her. I know nothing about
her. Wait, can I ask you something? You should get her a job on Nickelodeon. With a name like that, I think that that would be synonymous. I mean, I'm not a manager. But if you manage Nickelodeon Lele, get her on Nickelodeon. Because if you get her on, like, Disney.
That'd be weird.
That'll be really
that'd be weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disney presents Nickelodeon Lele.
Howie, I love you.
I love you, too.
I will be back on your podcast. I want to do this again. I request that you be a recurring guest. This was one of my favorite podcasts.
Well, as long as you do it here, I'm willing to.
Cool. Yeah, we'll come.
Because when you are in my house, I live here. So it's not even.
You don't have to.
I know it's gracious for showing up, but it's my fucking house.
Yeah. All right, guys, we love you. Thanks for watching Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.